Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Teak, let's get to our next guest, a good friend of the show, Brian Billick, former head coach of the Ravens, a champion. Every time I say that, I take an unwanted shot, unintentional shot of my partner.
It's all good.
Coach, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
Good afternoon. Doing great.
Awesome. Listen, let's start with your Ravens here, who, boy, they've kind of been all over the map. They went from 4-2 to a team that was, in the eyes of many, clearly ascending. They lose three straight. Then they're 4-5. Then they go to Lamar Jackson. And we think Harbaugh is going to get fired. First, let's start with the coach. Were you ever convinced that John Harbaugh not returning next season was pretty much a done deal?
I don't know if it was a done deal. I think the owner, Steve Bisciotti, laid down the marker pretty clearly in terms of what the expectation was for this year. And we'll see how it plays out. I mean, John Harbaugh's done a great job. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. But they've been out of the playoff for the last 5 years, and the organization made it very clear what the expectations were. And as is typical, sometimes the season's going good, and sometimes it changed. This weekend in particular is fascinating to me to see everything that the Ravens represent, which is great defense as usual, running the ball at a league-leading level now that Lamar Jackson's doing what he's doing, limited passing game, playing, and how does that stack up on the road against maybe the most explosive, best offense in the National Football League in Kansas City. I think the heart and soul of the NFL may be at stake this weekend to see what formula can win.
Yeah, no, you're like right. It. And you talk about Lamar Jackson. Is there any doubt that John Harbaugh sticks with Lamar Jackson, not only this week, but throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's an interesting call because clearly he adds a dimension, his ability to run the ball, add that 70 to 100 yards to what is a decent running attack as it is. Very limited in the passing game. He just frankly can't operate at the pro level out of the quarterback position right now. Doesn't mean he can't evolve into it, but that's not what they're about. Can you win with that formula? Clearly Joe Flacco comes in, has been proven what he can do. Again, you add that great defense. If they can run the ball decently, not going to quite do what Lamar Jackson does by way of third down or the overall running yardage, but does give them a legitimate throwing threat down the field. Interesting dilemma for John Harbaugh, as we just talked about, whose job is on the line.
Yeah,
I mean, they could stay with Lamar Jackson and he shows some promise and yeah, it's been good. But if they don't make the playoffs, it's well, okay. So what are we going to do? Are we going to stick with Harbaugh or not? You could very well go back with Joe Flacco and he does okay. But again, if you don't make the playoffs, then are you going to bring in that quarterback whisperer for Lamar Jackson? What are the changes? So a lot at play here.
Yeah. No, do you think that this is the end? Do you sense or feel that this is the end for Joe Flacco in Baltimore?
Yeah. You know, I live in the Mid-Atlantic area, and as well as Joe has played since the Super Bowl, they're a 500 team. He's an average quarterback in that regard. They gave the big money to. I'm not going to say he's not a fan favorite. He's a good guy. People like him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't inspire the fans. Let's put it that way. And so there are going to be that critics, whether Lamar Jackson's the answer or not. He appears to be that heir apparent. Everybody loves the backup. He's playing well, obviously, all but against three really poor defenses. So we're going to have to see. And now against a team that plays great offense and is better on defense, can put a legitimate pass rush on, we're going to find out a little bit more if it is Lamar Jackson. But hard to imagine. I mean, all he has to do is look south at Alex Smith and have a sit down with Alex Smith to find out how that goes.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Brian Billick, and Brian's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, there. Once a coach, always a coach. So I know you've got a strong opinion on what the Packers did with Mike McCarthy. First of all, did you think they did him dirty or what?
Well, it's not surprising that a team fires a coach during the course of the season. That's not too untypical. The fact that it was the Packers, who don't tend to do that, and the fact that it was Mike McCarthy, won a Super Bowl there, been in the playoffs 12 years or whatever it is there.
12, yeah.
That part of it, that is surprising because it's not like all of a sudden it's going to change their fortunes. Does it give them a chance to now ramp up their processes to go get a coach, sure. Also allows Mike McCarthy to get out on the market early, and it's hard for me to imagine him not getting a head job. But it is surprising that it was the Packers. Mike McCarthy is an outstanding coach. He's a proven coach. I don't know what it is they were trying to achieve the rest of the season by making the change.
I think the word is harmony. It seems like there was a fracture in the relationship between Rodgers and McCarthy to the point, Coach, where it may become a little untenable. And I want to ask you about Aaron. We know his, you know, ungodly talents. When he's right, he's the most talented player in the league. I think most would agree with that for the quarterback spot. But he seems to be getting more and more complicated with age. Do you think it's do you think he's an easy player to coach at this point or no?
Well, the fact that he's such great talent, yeah, that makes it real easy coaching.
Now, you know, the other stuff.
Like we always say, one of the hardest things to do is to evaluate the play of a quarterback separate of what's going on around him. And what, frankly, has nothing to do with play calling, in my opinion, what's around him is not very good. And they've got to address that from a personnel standpoint. You've got to give him some talent to wrap around him to tap into the greatness that is Aaron Rodgers. Is Aaron moody to work with? Have they had an issue? They say not. Any relationship after a while, you know, begins to fray a little bit, particularly when things aren't going well. And without necessarily pointing fingers, you know, sometimes it's just change needed for change's sake. Sure, that's true.
Yeah. Now, Coach, let me ask you from a former coach perspective, but if you were still a coach and they didn't have the player conduct policy or the commissioner's exempt list back when you were in the helm of the Baltimore Ravens. But when I think about, you know, some of these young kids who have made mistakes, and they're egregious mistakes, they're going to get a second chance. How do you address or coach a guy like Aaron Reuben Foster and also Kareem Hunt, who just got caught up in this video issue that caused the Chiefs to cut him?
Yeah, and recognizing that the only difference between the two is that with Hunt, we got film.
Yes, exactly.
And that's you know, people look, well, why? How come Aaron Reuben Foster end up with a team and Kareem Hunt not? Yes, we are a nation. We are a league. Fans are. We love to forgive. We love to give second chances. If a young man is repentant, if he understands that what he did was wrong, there has to be a process. I don't know that process can be adhered between now and the end of the season for Kareem Hunt. I think it's egregious enough, and not just what, you know, his actions, but his lying to the organization, his lying to the teammates, his lying to his coaches. That's got to be a grave concern for any team. I'm not quite sure. I don't know that I could lay out a 1-2-3 process that he has to go through.
Yep.
But clearly he's going to have to go through some kind of process before he's allowed back into the league.
There's no question. Brian Billick, 9 years Ravens head coach, analyst, NFL Network, Super Bowl champ. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Coach, you can tell Broderick that his X-Tech pads are being worn by a kid who's playing in the state championship up in Connecticut. My son AJ is playing this weekend, and he's wearing X-Tech pads. Tell us what's going on with them, because I know they've grown. I know that the importance of shoulder pads because of X-Tech pads has grown not only in high schools and college, but also in the National Football League. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's an exciting time because Bob and Teddy Monica and Bob Broderick have done an unbelievable job bringing this revolutionary pad to market. We're in every NFL clubhouse. 400 colleges, places like Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame are replete with X-Tech pads. High school players are now wearing it, as you just alluded to. And it's that next step. I mean, people do now recognize this is the next innovation in pads. You got to take the head out of the game. That puts a higher priority on the pads. That's exactly what X-Tech pads are about. They're on the leading edge of protecting our players. And anybody that's interested, particularly with young people, that's the next wave right now.
Yep.
It's young people recognizing that this is available to them. They go to xtech.com and see exactly what they're about.
Yeah, and by the way, Brian, Tiki's too humble, so I'll say it as his partner. His boy Hall did a 46-yard bomb. Not only is he playing in the state championship, but to get there, he led the team in receiving this past weekend, and he Hall did a 46-yard strike. So A.J. Barber's pretty good.
Well, obviously, there's great bloodlines coming from his mother, I guess.
That's true. Hey, before we let you go, Brian, I wanted to ask you this because it's been mixed results here. The way Big Ben has been pointing fingers this year, does that rub you the wrong way? He's been very quick to throw some teammates under the bus. How do you process that?
I don't know. Ben's always a little bit about some drama. I guess the players, you know, you deal with it. Whether you think that motivates or not, I always find that, you know, Whenever I had a player that acted that way, I always loved to deal with them going, okay, I guess this is how you want me to deal with you, right? So don't stumble.
Yep.
Because obviously you think the best way to get the best out of somebody is to call them out that way. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, the players seem to respond to it, and as long as they're okay with it, yeah, that, you know, that's cool.
Well, they haven't responded. They've lost a couple in a row. Yeah, they haven't really responded in the winning side yet, They still have a lot. By the way, you think they correct this, or are they just kind of a one-and-done team? Because sometimes they look like they can win the Super Bowl. Sometimes they look like a six-win team. Who are they?
Yeah, no, they have the talent. There's no question. If they can hold it together, and I think the other night, let's give credit to San Diego to do it on the road,
true,
what they did. I thought San Diego was spectacular. I don't know if it said more about Pittsburgh or more about San Diego. I prefer to think it says more about San Diego. Yes, there's no question the talent is there for Pittsburgh to challenge anybody to go to the Super Bowl and be a Super Bowl team. They just, can they hold it together emotionally?
Yeah, and the refs didn't help them either.
Yeah, and that one call, as they always say, no one play makes a difference. But that one hurt. Yeah.
That one kind of made a difference. All right, Brian. Yeah. Thank you a lot. Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you very much.
Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.